Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise, and today's talk is going to be about buying high-ticket dropshipping stores, or investing in them. So if this is your first time watching the channel, definitely hit that subscribe button so you get notified for all the latest releases. And if it's your first time being on the eCommerce Paradise community, definitely join the list and get my free list of 99 profitable niches at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right, so how do you buy or invest in an e-commerce store? Well, first and foremost, you have to look for what's out there and available in the marketplace. Some great places to look are Shopify Marketplace, Empire Flippers, and sometimes even Flippa.com. And in the future, I'll have my own marketplace for high-ticket dropshipping stores, so stay tuned for that. And for now, I wanna give you some tips on how to actually estimate how much a store is worth, how to make an offer, how to do due diligence, right? And how to make sure it's gonna be a good investment. And then once you've invested, how to actually scale that store so that it gets you your investment back faster than what the multiple was. So let's start from the beginning. How do you determine a multiple on a high-ticket dropshipping store? So high-ticket dropshipping stores have two main data points. First one is the monthly average net profit. And the second one is simply how long the store has been around for. You combine those two data points and you get a multiple that you can come up with. And the multiple you multiply by the average net profit every month. And then you have a value of what the business is worth. And I just purchased a business, so I'll use that as an example. So friend came to me with an offer. He wanted to sell his store for, I believe it was $20,000. So I asked to look at his data. Again, I asked for his profit and loss statement, basically, financial statement, and his how long the store had been around for, which I can determine through the profit and loss statement. And the next steps were just verify everything, do all the math, average everything out, and then when everything is averaged out and the math is done, I could determine through the income versus the expenses, how much the store was actually making on a monthly basis. And it was making an average of, I believe it was around $350 a month. So we took that and we looked at the time the store had been around for, which was about 9 months. And we came up with sort of a guesstimate as to how much I would, you know, value the store at. And if a store has not been around for 12 months or longer, then I usually do the multiple somewhere around 12 to 16x because it doesn't have a full year of data and it hasn't really been proven throughout the whole year. The other thing I do is if the store has been around for 12 months or longer is I usually offer higher multiple, sometimes 20 to 30x. Depends on if it comes with a VA or not, depends how many suppliers it has, how many products it has, that kind of stuff. But generally speaking, that's what I do. And so I offered him, I believe it was 14x or 15x on the average monthly net profit. And then since it came with a VA, I gave him a little bit extra bump on top of that to give the VA along with the store. Pre-trained VA, trained on all the processes, suppliers and order entry and stuff like that. So it saves me a lot of time and effort, which is nice. And ended up offering him 10,000 instead of 20. So he accepted and we looked at the store just to make sure everything was right. We got access to his Google Analytics, his Google Ads account, and his Shopify backend to double check everything. These are the things you'll want to do during the due diligence period, just to make sure that they're actually telling you the truth about everything, not just making up sales. And since I know this person, trust him, I've known him for a long time, and I worked with him on projects, so it wasn't a big deal. Went ahead and negotiated the offer, sent the cash in, and since he's a friend of mine, he was willing to extend the payment out 2 months instead of just one, so $5,000 a month for 2 months, which is cool. And also, right after we got the store, he shut the ads off, and then I turned the ads back on, and a couple of refunds came through for about $4,000 in total in the first week we had it. So we're just gonna take off those $4,000 from the amount I owe him. So now I'm gonna send him $1,000 in a few weeks here and we'll be good. And the last week we made, in the last 2 days actually, we made three sales, about $3,000 in revenue, which is great. So things are looking up and we're gonna be scaling the store. So that's kind of the process you go through to buy a store. To scale a store, you wanna make sure you do everything that you'd normally do in a store. So conversion optimization, lead value optimization, optimizing the average order value, and putting more systems in place to handle sales and customer service appropriately. And so that's what we're doing. So we're redesigning the theme, making sure the email marketing's done right, putting in some more targeted ad campaigns, getting more suppliers, adding more products. And we're gonna scale the store up. So I'm really excited and definitely will keep you guys posted on the progress. That's kind of a case study. So if you guys are interested in learning how to start your own high ticket dropshipping store, get my free course at ecommerceparadise.com/freecourse. And you can sign up for my masterclass, my high ticket dropshipping masterclass at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. I'll see you guys out there.